Alaska Department of Fish and Game sport fish biologist Doug Fleming estimates 1,100 kings died, most likely on Wednesday, July 17th. Fleming says he discovered the die-off after last week's warm, summery weather.
So earlier in the week, I started monitoring the water temperatures and seeing that it was getting to the dangerous levels. And getting through till Wednesday, which was appeared to be the hottest day, and then on Thursday, I was conducting an aerial survey just to get a grip on how many fish may have been killed by the warm water, not expecting to see a large die-off, but some, and was shocked to see the numbers of fish that we lost at that time. So that was on Thursday afternoon after the weather had broke.
Fleming recorded water temperatures at Blind River Rapids in the 80s that week. He suspects that some combination of hot water, low oxygen levels in the water, and a large number of fish trapped in the fresh water of Blind Slough led to conditions the kings could not survive. The tides may also have played a role. Fleming says the die-off happened during smaller tides when the cooler ocean water may not have reached far enough upstream.
The tides were building. We were just getting a small amount of tide exchange. And it appears if the fish had made it through Wednesday night, they probably would have survived. We had a change in the weather cooling off, and the tides are growing. They're very large now. I've heard reports that these carcasses are starting to wash out into the Wrangell Narrows, and there's a lot of tide now. So the remaining fish, our hopes are the remaining fish will use the high tides to get up towards the hatchery.
Fish and Game was forecasting 1,800 adult kings would return this year to Crystal Lake. That 1,100 dead includes adults as well as 1- and 2-year-old Chinook. However, Fleming says it's a sizable portion of the expected return that died. An unknown number of kings survived the hot water and can still be seen finning around the deeper pools of the rapids and the slough. Biologists won't know until later this summer how many kings avoided the hot water and still will make it back to the hatchery. Those kings normally start showing up back at the hatchery in early to mid-August. Crystal Lake has not met its goals for brood stock, those fish needed to produce future generations, for the past 4 years. The hatchery has been forced to rely on broodstock eggs from other operations in Southeast, and that could be the case again this year. The eggs cannot be salvaged from the dead Chinook, while the birds, bugs, and bears are making quick work of the carcasses. The Chinook die-off is not unheard of, and this year's is not even the largest recorded at Blind Slough. In 1989, about 1,400 fish were found dead there. The past 3.5 decades have seen 6 years, including this one, with fish die-offs topping 500 king salmon. Fleming says the poor water conditions have also occurred in other salmon streams.
There's other cases where it's happened with other species, whether it's pink salmon or others, than in some of the large numbers of fish that pile into a creek and then water conditions change. And then fish can, basically suffocate and have large die-offs. But Blind Slough just does, the way it is, it's so shallow and wide in the middle portion of the slough. There's not a lot of shaded, deep, narrow channels to keep the water temperatures cool. Anyway, it's a difficult place to get fish through.
Fleming and others from Fish and Game on Friday recovered some of the heads to have them checked for coated wire tags. Those tags will tell biologists the age of the fish that made it back to the slough and help with predicting future run strength. A few chum salmon and hatchery cohos normally also start showing up at the rapids at this time of year. The slough has been closed to sport fishing for June and July because of the weak king run and to allow enough Chinook to return for broodstock. Fishing will reopen there August 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.